धवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधे। जय निताय गौरंग जय गौर हरि जय निताय गौरंग जय गौर हरि जय निताय गौरंग जय गौर हरि जय निताय गौरंग जय गौर हरि। श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So welcome to this morning Srimad Bhagavad Gita session. In Bhagavatam class we are discussing Bhagavad Gita series on the occasion of beginning with the Mokshada Ekadashi. So we have completed 8th chapter yesterday. Today we will summarize the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Srila Vishwanathacharya Thakur writes that there are 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, and in that the middle 6 are most important, and in that the 9th and 10th are the most important. Important in the sense that they reveal the highest knowledge that Krishna wants to reveal to all the living entities. So, we will chant the first verse. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Idam Tu Te Guhyatamam Pravaksham Yanasuyave Jnanam Vidjnana Sahitam Yajnatva Mokshase Shubhat. So, now I am going to tell you, O Arjun, the most confidential knowledge. And the title of this 9th chapter is also the most confidential knowledge. Raja Vidya, Raja Goya Yoga. So I am going to tell you because you are anasuyave, you are non-envious. So of course Arjuna is non-envious, Arjuna is Nitya Siddha, associate of Krishna. But what Krishna is implying by this is that whenever we are supposed to reveal some confidential matter regarding devotional service, to people in general, we have to see that at least they are anasuyave, non-envious. That's what a madhyamadhikari does. Ishware tadadhineshu baleshu cha dvisatshu cha prema maitri krupopeksha yah karoti samadhyamaha. So one who is preaching, he has to keep this 4 things in the mind. Ishware, he has to have love for Krishna. Tadadhine, one who is serving Krishna, devotees, he should have friendship with them, in a sense of serving friendship. Baleshu, those who are innocent, that means non-envious. Unto them, he should have kripa or compassion, which is flowing. I mean, he is acting as instrument of compassion of previous acharyas, the guru parampara. Not that he is thinking, I am compassionate towards other people, but he is thinking that I am used as a mouthpiece or a mic system. Acharyas are speaking and I am supposed to be a good microphone system that they are reaching the people. Their compassion is reaching the people. I am like a postman, Prabhupada used to say. So, anasuyave, and to such person one should show compassion and reveal such knowledge. One who is ready to listen without having kutarka, bad logic. How is Krishna a person? How is God a person? Now, somebody may be agnostic, maybe not knowing it because of not having the knowledge, but maybe ready to hear the logic, maybe ready to hear from scriptures. Okay, why Krishna has to be person, absolute truth has to be person? Because we are persons, so our origin has to be person. Like something, nothing cannot come from, something cannot come from nothing. It has to come from something. So, in Marathi we say adat nahi tar pohrat kutun yenar. It means that if you lower the bucket in a well, so if the well doesn't have water, how come the bucket, how can you fetch water through a bucket? The bucket will also not have water. If you lower down the bucket and you take out water, that means well has water, right? So similarly, we are being the part and parcel of Krishna. If we have personality, then absolute must also have personality. That is, so one who is ready to hear such thing, at least we are outreaching to them. So they are anasuyave. And dvishatsu cha upeksha. Dvishatsu, those who are envious, okay, we say, we don't hate them, because we are not supposed to hate anybody as such. But do the needful. that not allow that person to offend Krishna. So, or not allow that person to offend Vaishnava. So, therefore, don't reveal confidential knowledge to envious people in general. Avoid their company. That's what Krishna is saying here. Jnanam vidnana sahitam yad jnatva mokshase ashubhat. I'll be telling you jnanam vidnana sahitam guhyatamam jnanam. So what is the confidential knowledge? The first level of confidence or confidentiality is the knowledge that liberates one from this material world. If Vedas are talking about, oh, do this yajna, do that worship, demigod worship, do this, do that, you go to Swarga. So that's not knowledge at all, first of all. It's a play of ignorance only. We are still remaining in ignorance. And another name of ignorance is material knowledge. So, or the knowledge that promotes only one's prosperity but gives no idea about what is spirituality, how do I connect with the Supreme. Then comes the confidential knowledge. That means the knowledge of Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga. That is confidential. Because this Nishkam Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga, they can at least liberate a person. Liberate a person, give him Brahma Sayujya. At least he is not suffering in the material world. More confidential knowledge is devotional service with some motive. Artha Jidnyasur Artha Arthi Jnani Cha Bharatarshava. Mixed devotion. That is more confidential knowledge. If you anyway want prosperity or liberation, why not directly ask Krishna? Right? Udara Sarva Evaite. Krishna is saying they are magnanimous. But not so magnanimous. Really magnanimous are the ones who perform devotional service only to please Krishna, because that is the very nature of the soul. Everything else is just external, accidental, and temporary. So, therefore, most confidential knowledge is beginning the process of pure devotional service. So when we say beginning the process, the sadhana bhakti itself is called as pure devotional service. Many say, I have so many anarthas in the heart, I am not performing pure devotional service. Is this logic correct? Why not? I have so many anarthas, how am I a pure devotee? I am not a pure devotee. So I should do some mixed devotion or some karma yoga or something. Is it true? Like, is this logic correct? Somebody may say, I see, I have so many material desires in the heart. I have so many anarthas in the heart. So, therefore, I am not qualified to perform pure devotional service. Somebody may say like this. So, Akama sarva. Okay, that is fine. Somebody who has material desires and somebody who has anarthas. What is the difference? Somebody who has material desires. Now, anarthas are material desires. Material desires are anarthas. So, but when we say, one should perform mixed devotion when one has material desires, but one can perform the practice of pure devotional service even if one has anarthas, which are also material desires. So, what is the difference between the heart of a mixed devotee practitioner and pure devotional practitioner? What is the difference? That will go away later, but if, right at this spot, what is the difference? Intention, yes, exactly. The intention is not to fulfill that material desire, but rather following the desire to please Krishna. That is the intention. That makes one qualified to perform pure devotional sadhana, practice. Somebody has material desires, but wants to fulfill them, follow them. Is a different person, his heart is at different level than somebody who has material desires but he is disgusted by them. Why do I have this? I don't want this. I don't want to follow this. I want to please Krishna. Are these two people not different? They are different. Somebody who has material desires. Oh, I want to be famous. Famous in this world, let's say. And he wants to pursue that also. He will worship Krishna to pursue that. Oh, Krishna, please make me famous. Please make me world number one, whatever, businessman or whatever. That is different than somebody who has a desire for fame But he is troubled by that. Oh Krishna, why do I have this desire to be famous? I mean, this is such a bad desire. Please remove that from my heart. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan Ki Jai. And please let me serve you in a pure way. So this, having, that is the difference now. Having material desires and wanting to pursue it makes him qualified to perform mixed devotional service. But having material desire but doesn't want to pursue it, but rather intention is to, as Prabhuji mentioned, as intention is to please Krishna, or at least wanting to please Krishna, then he is pure devotional practitioner. And as soon as he starts performing bhajan kriya, slowly, slowly those anarthas, residual desires will also get purified from the heart. And one comes to nishtha stage, steady platform of devotional service, which is called as nishtha or naishthik bhajan. So we'll move ahead. Next, second verse. So because we have only time till 9 o'clock, I have selected only important verses from this 9 chapter. It's not possible to cover all the 34 verses. But in between, I will be summarizing. Then we will be focusing. Then again summarizing. Then we will be focusing particular verses. Rajavidya Rajagoyam Pavitram Idamuttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukham Kartumavyayam. This most confidential knowledge of pure devotional practice is Rajavidya. It's the king of all knowledge. Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're discussing. And Mahaprabhu asks, Vidya Madhye Kona Vidya Sarva Shrestha. So what is the answer given by Ramananda Rai? Krishna Bhakti Vina Vidya Na Dekhi Ar. There is no other vidya other than Krishna Bhakti. Because vidya, what is vidya? Something by which one elevates or knows things. Knows that I am Krishna's part and parcel. Knows that Krishna is so loving, merciful. So that is vidya. Knows that this world is connected to Krishna. Keeping Krishna aside and analyzing this material world, how can that be vidya? That is avidya. So, if I see a car, okay, and I do all the particle analysis of that, and I do all kind of experiments with that, without even asking whom this car belongs to. So, then that analysis itself is a crime, right? We are not supposed to experiment with somebody else's cars, like, oh, how does it work? How does the engine work? And you open the, what is it called? In front? The bonnet. So, and then the owner comes and says, hey, what are you doing? Like, you know, this is my car. The first question we should ask, whom this world belongs to before we start experimenting with this world. So, otherwise, even the very good analysis of the car is also criminal analysis. We'll be put into prison for that. Prison of this material world. So Rajavidya means that which is the real knowledge, beginning with whom this world belongs to. Rajaguhyam is the greatest secret, as we discussed. You know, this knowledge is not available just like that. Many people read Bhagavad Gita. How come they not come to this point of devotional service? One person says, I won't mention any names. He is a big writer on Bhagavad Gita. He says that the aim of Bhagavad Gita is to awaken Kundalini. Now, it's, nowhere in Bhagavad Gita. Oh, of course, Krishna talks about Ashtanga Yoga at some place, but it never at any moment Krishna is emphasizing on that, you know, we have to, you know, awaken our Kundalini. I don't know. He's very famous, and his commentaries, like, they are read by academic scholars. So that is, even big scholars, big personalities, they misunderstand. Why? Because it is Rajaguhyam. Evam parampara praptam. The knowledge has to be taken from the parampara system coming from Krishna. Pavitram idam uttamam. Most purifying. Most purifying. No matter what one's background is, how fallen one's background is, how dark one's how bad one's track record is. But yet, Krishna is giving this opportunity to uplift ourselves from whichever condition we were in before coming to Krishna consciousness. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. Very interestingly, Krishna says that unlike other processes where you have to see the result only after completion, okay, like many other things where after the product is ready, then it's ready for use, right? But in devotional service, the more we progress, the more we experience, the more we progress, the more we experience. Right from the first day of devotional practice. Vishwanathachakravarti Thakur writes that. He says that day one of our bhajan, proper intention, with proper intention, if you are chanting Hare Krishna, with day one, the taste starts coming. With day one, first day. So, that is pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. And then, Vishwanathachakravarti Thakur writes, yathā yathātmā parimrujyate asau matpunyagāthā shravanābhidhānai tathā tathā rudi utsaparti tathā tathā pashyati vastu sukshmam chakshuryata anjana samprayukta. Just like when one's eye is treated, slowly, slowly one starts developing vision and starts seeing the things. Similarly, the more we hear and chant about Krishna, more the heart gets purified, more we start seeing Krishna's hand in our life. And bhakti pareshanu bhava viraktir anyatra chesha trikaeka kala prapadyamanasya yathashnatusyu tushti pushti kshudapayanu ghasam. That means, if you are hungry, as soon as we start eating, with every morsel, what happens? Tushti, we feel satisfied. Pushti, we feel nourished. And kshudapayanu ghasam, the hunger, we can practically feel that hunger is getting reduced or quenched. So similarly, when one starts performing devotional service, practically, he sees that bhakti, that means the devotion towards Krishna, pareshanubhav, the experience of Krishna, and virakti from anyatra, anything krishnetar, anything that doesn't take us to Krishna, one starts feeling detachment from that. The more one advances, the more one feels detached. The more one doesn't identify with this gross material body. The more one doesn't identify with the material relationships. So that is pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. That means by performing this dharma, all other dharmas are performed. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Devarshi bhutapta nranam pitrunam nakim karo nayam runi charajan sarvatmanaya sharanam sharanyam gato mukundam parirutya kartam. One who has taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, he no longer indebted to the Rishi Rund. Rishi is like, we have Gotra. Gotra means particular Rishi has from that lineage we have come. So we have some debt towards them, Rishis. Or it all could also mean the Rishis have written so many scriptures. So we owe them something. So, Devarshi, the demigods, they are the maintainers of this cosmic system, showering rains, giving light, heat, arranging seasons, creating crops. So, all that. So, they are Devar. So, definitely one is indebted. Devarshi, Rishi, Devarshi, Bhuta, Apta. Bhuta means the living entities around, we are indebted to them. The trees, we are indebted to them. Apta, the relatives who have helped us in difficult situations, we are indebted to them. Devarshi Bhuta Apta Nranam, the people in general, the society we are living in. Pitrunam and the forefathers. Na kinkaro nayam runicharajan. But when one takes shelter of Krishna, one is not officially indebted to them. He may spiritualize those relationships, like a family person will take the care of the family for keeping Krishna in the center for the pleasure of Krishna. And then that that family relationship is spiritualized. Tavat kara gruha gruha. ಯಾವತ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣನ ತೇಜನ. ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಎಸ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ರಿಲೇಶನ್ಶಿಪ್ ವಿತ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದೆನ್ ದ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್ ಬೈ ವೈಫ್ ರಿಲೇಶನ್ಶಿಪ್, ದ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಪ್ಯಾರೆಂಟ್ ರಿಲೇಶನ್ಶಿಪ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಪ್ರಿಸನ್ ಶ್ಯಾಕಲ್ಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಎಸ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್, ದೆನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ರಿಸನ್ ಶ್ಯಾಕಲ್ಸ್, ರಾದರ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಎಲಿವೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಸೊ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಡೆಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಡ್. ಹೌ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್? ದ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್, ಯಥಾ ತರೋರ್ ಮೂಲ ನಿಷೇಚನೇನ ತೃಪ್ಯಂತಿ ತತ್ಸ್ಕಂದ ಭುಜೋಪಶಾಖ ಪ್ರಾಣೋಪಹಾರಾಚ ಯಥೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣ ತಥೈವ ಸರ್ವಾರ್ಹಣಂ ಅಚ್ಯುತೇಜ. ಸೊ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಅನಾಲಜಿಸ್ ಶುಕದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ. ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವಿ ವಾಟರ್ ದ ರೂಟ್, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಾಂಚಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ನಾಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅನಾಲಜಿ. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಒನ್ ಮೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಹಾರ್ಮ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಮೇ ಸೇ ಓಕೆ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಪೋರ್ ಟು ದ ರೂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪೋರ್ ಟು ದ ಲೀವ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೆಪ್ರೇಟ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಸರ್ವ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಡೂ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ವಾಟ್ಸ್ ರಾಂಗ್? ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಟು ದ ರೂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಲೀವ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ವಾಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್? ರೈಟ್, ನೋ ಹಾರ್ಮ್, ರೈಟ್? ಸೊ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅನಾಲಜಿ, ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಅನಾಲಜಿ. ಪ್ರಾಣೋಪಹಾರಾಚ ಯಥೇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣ, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸ್ಟಮಕ್ ಇಸ್, ದ ಫುಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ದ ಸ್ಟಮಕ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಗಿವ್ ಇಟ್ ಟು ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಹಾರ್ಮ್ಫುಲ್. ಲೈಕ್ ವಿ ಯು ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಫೀಡ್ ರೈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಇಯರ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಗಿವನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಟು ದ ಸ್ಟಮಕ್. ಒನ್ ಇನ್ ವೆಸ್ಟ್ ದೇರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಒನ್ ಲೆಕ್ಚರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್, ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ವಾಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ ಲೆಕ್ಚರ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಗರ್ಲ್ ಶಿ ರೇಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಿ ಸೆಡ್, ಶಿ ವಾಸ್ ಪ್ರೊಬಬ್ಲಿ ಟ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಈಸ್ಟರ್ನ್ ಟ್ರೆಡಿಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗ್ಯಾನ್, ಯೋಗ, ಕರ್ಮ, ಆಲ್ ಹಾಚ್ ಪಾಚ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಿ ವಾಸ್, ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ವಾಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹೌ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಶಿ ಆಸ್ಟ್, ಸೊ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಸೆಡ್ ಯೆಸ್. ಸೊ ಶಿ ಸೆಡ್, ಬಟ್ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ, ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಪಾಥ್ಸ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಅಸ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ? ಸೊ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಸೆಡ್ ನೋ, ಓನ್ಲಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಅಸ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಹಂಗ್ರಿ, ಯು ಈಟ್ ಫುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್, ನಾಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್, ನಾಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ಸೊ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ನೋ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಫೈವ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ವೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಈಟಿಂಗ್, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ವೇ ಆಫ್ ಈಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್. ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವೇ ಆಫ್ ರೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಸುಸುಖಂ ಕರ್ತುಂ ಅವ್ಯಯಂ, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್. ಶ್ರವಣಂ, ಕೀರ್ತನಂ, ಅರ್ಚನಂ, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ಫುಲ್. ನಾಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಇಸ್ ಓ ಗೆಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಬಾತ್ ಇನ್ ಗೋಮುಖ್ ಗ್ಲೇಷಿಯರ್, ಲೈಕ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಹಿಮಾಲಯಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಡಿಪ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಐಸ್ ಕೋಲ್ಡ್ ವಾಟರ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಿ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೂ ದಿಸ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಸ್ಟೆರಿಟೀಸ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಸ್ಟೆರಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಿಂಪಲ್, ಫಾಲೋ ಏಕಾದಶಿ, ಫಾಲೋ ಜನ್ಮಾಷ್ಟಮಿ, ಫಾಲೋ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್, ರೆಗ್ಯುಲೇಟರಿ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್, ಆಫರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಇಯರ್ಸ್, ಐಸ್, ಟಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸುಸುಖಂ ಕರ್ತುಂ ಅವ್ಯಯಂ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದೆನ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಷನರ್ ನೀಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇನ್ ಇನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 7-8 ವರ್ಸಸ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವಿಕ್ಲಿ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸಮರೈಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಓಕೆ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಮೀ, ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಮೀ, ಬಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ದೆಮ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ಯಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ದೆಮ್. ಸೊ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೀಗಿಂಗ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟೀರಿಯಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್, ವಿಚ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಅಸಂಗ. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಟ್ ಕಮಲ ಪತ್ರ, ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಮಡ್, ಬಟ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟಚ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಮಡ್, ನಾರ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಶೇರ್ ಎನಿ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮಡ್. ಸೊ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಆಲ್ ದ ವಿದಿನ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ಟಚ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಯಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಫೀಲ್ ಬರ್ಡನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಇನ್ ವೆಸ್ಟ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಕನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಬಿಗ್ ಅಟ್ಲಾಸ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಹಿಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ಇಸ್, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಅರ್ಥ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಶೋಲ್ಡರ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಪನಿಷ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ಲೈಕ್ ಯು ನೋ ಹೀ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್, ಹೀ ಡಸಂಟ್, ಆಲ್ ದೋ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಅನಂತ ಶೇಷ್, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಹುಡ್, But he is not aware that it's resting. Millions of Brahmandas resting on Anantashesha's hood, but he is not even aware. They are like what did they say? Mustard seeds. So that's what another example given by Krishna is. Just like the sky doesn't get contaminated by the quality of the air. If the air is fragrant, the sky doesn't become fragrant. Or if the air is foul, the sky doesn't become foul. Although sky is accommodating the air, and the sky is within the air particles also. The sky is all pervading, all accommodating, yet detached. So similarly, Krishna is within everything, outside everything. Antar bahir avasthitam. Kunti Maharani prays. Namaste purusham tvadyam. Ishwaram prakrute param. Alaksham sarvabhutanam. Nobody can see Krishna though. Antar bahir avasthitam. Why is she saying antar bahir avasthitam? Because bahir, she is directly seeing him. Antar, in the Uttara's womb, Krishna entered, protected Parikshit Maharaj, and outside he is also there. So, antar bahir avasthitam. So, this is Krishna. One time Prabhupada was sitting, it was a winter day like today, and sunshine was falling on Prabhupada's shoulder. And Prabhupada said, when you are Krishna conscious, you will feel this sunshine as Krishna's warm embrace. So when we are Krishna conscious, if somebody is Krishna conscious, he will feel Krishna everywhere. And when somebody is not Krishna conscious, he can't see Krishna anywhere. Just like Prahlad Maharaj could see Narasimha Dev. Like, is he in the pillar? Yes, of course. And when he said yes, of course, Sridhar Swami writes, Prahlad Maharaj is doing like this. Means he is already seeing Narasimha Dev there, appearing in the pillar. And Hiranyakashipu became very afraid because of that. He said, where? I am not seeing it. Prahlad Maharaj says, I am seeing him. Like that. So then Krishna explains that Maya Adhyakshana Prakriti, not that I have to work myself to arrange everything that goes on in this material world, the accounts of sins and piety of the people and how they will get their reactions. Because last chapter we heard, this whole world is running because of the material desires of jivas. And Krishna, why Krishna has to cater to all this? Like, let the jivas have their desires, I will not fulfill. What is the problem? Krishna may say like that. Why does he have to fulfill? Like, nityo nityanam, chetana shetananam, eko bahunam yo, vidadhati kaman. So Krishna may say, hell, I won't fulfill your desire. why should I fulfill? But the only reason Krishna is doing that, or running the show, as they say, of this material world, because he is looking for one drop of that love that he finds in the heart of Radharani. Like, you know, that love is oceanic. And it's one drop, if it is found in the heart of any living entity, Krishna is mad after that. Then we can understand how much if Krishna is mad after a drop, then what will happen when the ocean is in front of Krishna? So therefore, Krishna is running the show, the entire show. He's sending his representatives, acharyas, like yesterday I was sharing with Pranavanand Prabhu. There is one book which is called as Prapannamritam. It is written on the life of Sripad Ramanujacharya by Anantacharya. I think he is the his disciple of Parashar Bhatta. So he wrote that book, and in that, the first chapter says that Ramanujacharya is Ansha of Shesha. So Shesha is there with Lord Narayan in the Vaikuntha. So Lord Narayan is ordering Shesha that I have sent many devotees down there. But the task of preaching, I entrust upon you, because I think you are the one who, you are the only one who can do it. Yeah. So, so Krishna sends the acharyas from his abode, and then he says, and this Lord Shesha in his humble form, he is saying to Lord Narayan, "You don't worry," he says. "I will go down and I will fall at the feet of conditioned souls." You know? So, and I will beg them, "Please take shelter of Lord." You know, that is how, that's why the whole material world is running. So that, so that the acharyas can come and convince at least some of them to take shelter of Krishna. What is that? Etaboli Nityananda Bhume Gadi Jai. Sonara Parvata Jeno Dhulate Lotai. Which means that Nityananda Prabhu is going to the houses of all people, and he is begging them that, "Please, Amare Kinya Loho Bolo Gaura Hari." So you chant Krishna's name and you purchase me. So that is the reason, that's the mission why, that's why Lord is interested in this material world. Otherwise, there was no reason to run this company. Okay, so then those who are unintelligent, they don't understand me. Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. So they don't understand me. Avajananti, because they think that, oh, I have come in human-like form, so therefore they disrespect me. Some of them think that, oh, Vishwarup form is the greatest, and Krishna is okay. Like, they don't understand that Krishna is behind even the Vishwarup. Krishna is even the source of Vishwarup. Vishwarup is a material manifestation of the transcendental Krishna's form, material manifestation in this world. So they don't understand. They're interested in the gorgeous, the grandeur of Vishwarup. Some of them, like, some of them are not even interested in Krishna's grandeur form. They're just busy, like the animals. They're busy in their own world. They're not caring for God or God consciousness. But even those who are caring, sometimes they give preference to Vishwarup and those kind of supernatural phenomena, and don't forget, and they forget that behind all that is the beautiful Lord Krishna. They forget that. So why does Krishna perform human-like activities? If superhuman activities are so attractive to conditioned souls, why does he perform human-like activities? So very beautiful, Kavi Karanapur, he mentions in his book, he mentions that alaukiki topi laukikiyam lila hare kachana lobaniya mahesha shirshadapi bhumi madhyam gataiva ganga mudamatanoti. He says that Krishna's supernatural activities like Vishwarup and all, showing Vishwarup and so many other things like the Trivikram form, taking three steps and covering the universes, more sweeter than that is Krishna's laukiki pastimes, like being hungry for Mother Yashoda's milk, being stealing the butter from neighbor's houses, and pleasing the giving pleasure to gopis by playing flute. All these activities are even trillion zillion times sweeter than Krishna's the Aishwarya Leelas. Just, and why they are more, for intelligent or the Rasik Bhakta, they are more appealing than Krishna's supernatural. Both are important, no doubt, different folks, different strokes Krishna uses. So, but those who are very intelligent and very advanced, they get attracted to these leelas more. Why? Just like when Mother Ganga is on Shivji's head, then automatically our hands will go like this. Like, you know, oh, awe and reverence, exalted, right? But when she comes down on the earth, people can relate with her. They can send deep in her, you know, do so many services to her. Put some flower, I don't know whether flawless flower they put. Yeah, yeah. Do worship her, take bath in her. So many things they can do. So similarly, when the Leela is up there, you cannot do anything with that. Just fold your hands and appreciate. But when Leela comes, hits the ground, then you can relate with that pastime. Like Krishna appearing in the family of Gopas. How much pleasure he is expanding by doing that. So those who don't understand my transcendental nature, those who think that I am vikar of sattva-gun, their jnana is waste, their karma is waste, and their bhakti is also waste. If somebody is performing bhakti, thinking that Krishna's body is material, then what kind of bhakti is he performing? So therefore, this 13th and 14th shloka are the middle. There are 700 shlokas in Bhagavad Gita. The middle two of these shlokas are 9.13 and 9.14, which talk about pure devotees. Mahatmanastumam partha, daivim prakritimashritaha, bhajantyananya manaso, jnatva bhutadim avyayam. Those who are Mahatmas, magnanimous, what do they do? Daivim Prakriti Mashrita. At one place Prabhupada writes, Daivim Prakriti means Radharani. So taking shelter of Radharani, those who serve Krishna, they are Mahatmas. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he mentions, Anaradhi Radha Padambhoja Renum. Without taking shelter of Radharani's lotus feet dust, Anashritya Vrindatavim Tat Padankam. Without taking shelter of Vrindavan, which is marked by the lotus footprints of Radharani. Atad asambhashatad bhava gambhira chittan. Without conversing with devotees who are mad after the desire to serve Radharani's lotus feet. Katham shamasindho rasasyavagaha. How can one ever understand the mellow of serving Krishna? So, Mahatmanastu Maham Partha Daivim Prakriti Mashrita. Taking shelter of Lord Shiva tells to Mother Parvati, this is in one tantra, or is it in Skanda Puran, that Gaura Tejo Vinayastu Shama Tejo Samarchayet. Gaura Tejo is Radharani, Shama Tejo is Krishna. Without worshipping Radharani, one who tries to worship Krishna, Japedva Dhyayet Tasya Sapataki bhavet Shive. O Parvati, one who is worshipping Krishna without Radharani, chanting Krishna's name without Radharani's name, chanting, meditating on Krishna without Radharani, he is an offender, Lord Shiva is saying. Shankarji keh rahe hain, woh aparadhi hai. Barabar na, Radharani ka naam ne liye to aparadhi ho jayega na. Radha ke ulta, aparadh. So, therefore, Mahatmanasu Mahabharata Daivim Prakriti Mashrita. Bhajanti Ananya Manaso means their mind don't scatter here and there. Don't become helter-skelter. They are completely in lotus feet of Krishna. Nyatva Bhutadim Avyayam. And how do they worship? What is the way they worship? Satatam Kirtayanto Maam Yatantasya Drudavrataha Namasyantasya Maam Bhaktya Nitya Yukta Upasate Sadatam Kirtayanto Maam. Always they chant my Chaturvidhash, what is that? Shri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Naam Naam Pratikshana Swadana Lolupasya. Sadatam Kirtayanto Maam. Yatantasya Drudavrata. And with vows that, okay, these many rounds I will chant. This much seva I have to do today. This much grantha part I have to do today. Namasyantasya maam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Nitya yukta, what is the meaning of nitya yukta? Means they are always contemplating on their future meeting with Krishna. Nityayukta. Just like a businessman is completely focused on the future profit. Similarly, a practicing devotee is constantly focusing on his future relationship with Krishna, a particular relationship with Krishna, Dasya, Sakhya, etc. relationship. Like Prabhupada mentions, Drudha Vrata means fasting on certain days like the Ekadashi, Janmashtami, following the rules and regulations offered by great acharyas, and they are for those who, so Prabhupada writes that the same thing, Nitya Yukta. What Chakravarti Pad says, Prabhupada is saying exactly the same thing. Those who are interested in getting admission into association of Krishna, they do Drudha Vrata. That means, of course, something should motivate us, right, to continuously do something. If there is no goal, what are we, why, how will we feel enthusiasm to doing what we are doing? So then Krishna goes on to describe three types of practitioners who are less than mixed devotees. We are not going into that. And how Krishna is also explaining how I am only the sacrifice, I am only the omkar, I am only the ghee that is poured in the sacrifice, etc. I'm skipping that part to come to some verses that I decided to focus on. Then Krishna describes how those who performing karma kanda, they go to heavenly planets, and when their bank balance, punya bank balance is over, they have to return to the material world. No more vacations for them. And now, but those who are Krishna's ananya bhaktas, Krishna personally takes care of them, whether they are in material world, spiritual world, wherever they are. Ananya shinta yanto mam yejana paryupasate tesham nityabhi yuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. So instead of saying yogakshemam karomyaham, Krishna says yogakshemam vahamyaham. So the understanding is, just like a loving husband will not feel maintaining his wife as a burden. This is not my analogy. This Vishwanath Chaitanya Thakur gives this analogy. A loving husband will not feel a burden of maintaining the wife, his wife. So similarly, Krishna will not feel the burden of maintaining his devotees. Anyway, he is maintaining those who are not his devotees, he is still maintaining them. Then what to speak of? Then what to speak of devotees who are serving him? So Narad Muni in Gautamiya Tantra, he says, a devotee should not worry about his maintenance. Like Krishna will arrange for his maintenance. Like he should do whatever is needed to sustain his life, upajivika. But rest assured that Krishna has already taken care of his maintenance, and he should focus most of his attention on Krishna bhajan. Just like wife need not have to worry all the time that husband will give me food or not today. Or like that. So she should be more focused on how should I please him by cooking his favorite dishes or whatever. So similarly, a devotee should constantly meditate, how should I please Krishna, how should I please Krishna, and not worry so much about maintenance. The cats and dogs are maintained in this world, the elephants are maintained, the ants are maintained. Like I was just, there was one piece of sugar which was lying somewhere, and their antenna is so strong that they immediately from distance they understand. So Krishna gave them capacity to an ant also to find its food and remain maintained. So why Krishna will not take care of his devotee? So So one may say, oh, your devotees are so, how can they be so dependent on you? Like they are putting their burden also upon you. So Krishna says, no, they are not putting their burden upon me. I have taken their burden upon myself. Like, and I don't find any difficulty. Rather, I feel pleasure to take care of them. Like that, he says. And then he mentions that the demigod worshippers will go to their planets, but since demigods themselves are temporary, their planets are temporary, their worshippers will be temporary, in a sense that they're... So how much guarantee they can give for the future? they cannot. And in my service, there is no pain, there is no hardship. And it's easy to perform. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti uparutam ashnami prayatatmanaha. So two times bhakti's word is used here. So Krishna is emphasizing, I am not interested in tatkaliki bhakti. Tatkaliki bhakti means, okay, he just came in front of Krishna and then they are saying, by laukik faith, offer something to Krishna. Not like that. Something like Duryodhana also offered something to Krishna. Right? That kind of tatkaliki bhakti Krishna is not interested in. The real bhakti, not bhakti abhas. So that's why two times bhaktya. A devotee offering me with devotion, that I accept. One time one devotee was traveling by airplane and air hostess was distributing different food packets. And she saw this devotee who was wearing tilak and kantimala and she said, you are Hare Krishnas, right? You don't accept this food, right? You don't accept something that is not offered to Krishna, right? She was also aware. So this devotee said, no, you have wrong information. So she was surprised. Really? I heard like that only. That you, Hare Krishnas, you don't accept anything without offering to Krishna, that which is not offered to Krishna. So he says, no, you only have half information. Actually, it's not that we don't accept something which is not offered to Krishna. We accept only that which is cooked for Krishna and then offered to Krishna. So it is for Krishna and then we accept. Not that somebody cooked something for some reason and then we just, okay, now Vishnu, and then then we take it. No, it's not like that. Okay, of course, in some emergencies, devotees may have to do that. Like, say like somebody is traveling or something. And then fruits you have to offer in the mind and then accept. Okay, so then Krishna mentions, whatever you are doing, yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhoshi dadasi yat tapasasi kaunteya tat kurushu madarpanam, offer it to me, whatever you are doing, just offer it to me. Whatever eating, whatever all your activities, austerities. So then Krishna says that I am so, how come you are so partial to your devotees? So he says, no, I am not partial. I am partial. I am actually equal to everybody. But those who are worshipping me, of course I have to reciprocate. Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dvesho sinapriya ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maite teshu chapyam. Now somebody who is coming near me, automatically I am near him. It's a reciprocal relationship, right? I don't have to do extra efforts to be near him. If somebody comes near me, automatically I am near him, right? So that's not partiality. That chance is given to everybody. In that way, I am impartial. But somebody is taking that chance and coming near. So I am automatically near him. Then Krishna makes this statement, very beautiful. How Krishna is so fan of his devotee. So as to say, apichet sudura acharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadhureva samantavya samyak vyavasito hisaha. Of course, it has to be understood in right context and right spirit. Krishna is saying, What to speak of my devotee who is very dedicated to me and completely sadachar. But even though somebody is durachar, such devotee, if he is ananya bhak, then you have to consider him sadhu. Why? Because samyak vyavasito hi saha. So now let us understand what is sudurachar means. All the sins he is performing due to the previous impressions. The previous samskaras are so strong that he is still performing them. Even after coming to devotional service, he is performing them. But bhajate mam ananya bhak. So his resolve is very fixed, that he is thinking that I won't worship anyone but Krishna. I do not want anything but Krishna. That means no kingdom or wealth or anything, but I just want Krishna. And I won't do anything but bhakti. He is called Ananya Bhak. So three qualifiers for such person. And such person, if due to the momentum of previous bad habits, if he is still performing some sinful, abominable acts, still he has to be considered sadhu reva samantavya. Samyak vyavasito hi saha. Now interestingly, one has to understand that he is not performing them in a planned manner. Then that is he is aparadhi. If he is thinking that, he is not saying that call me sadhu, right? He is considering himself the most fallen and thinking that, I am trying so hard to overcome these bad habits, and probably because of my these bad activities, I may go to hell. But even in hell, I will not leave Krishna's lotus feet. So that is his resolve. So he is samyak vyavasita. Not that somebody who is faith is also shaking and who is just doing some aupacharik formality is performing some devotional service, and also at the same time, at the cost of Krishna, he is also performing all the sinful activities and planning for them. And definitely there is no protection for such. He is not called sadhu, by the way. Okay. So the one who is resolved like this. So he is sadhu reva samantavya, samyak vyavasito hi sa. And Krishna will take care of him and make sure that he will very soon be reformed. That is next shloka. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat shantim nigacchati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. So all the agantuk means unplanned accidental sins that he is performing, soon he will be relieved of them and will become dharmatma. He will soon become righteous. Shashvat shantim nigacchati kaunteya pratijanihi. There is no doubt. So if Arjuna says, but some vidwan, some pandit may say, they may doubt. So Krishna is saying, Arjuna, you declare that my devotee doesn't perish. So now why Krishna is saying that? Because from childhood I am very famous about lying about things. But one thing people know, that I may lie, but my devotee's promise I always fulfill. So therefore, you make this promise to everybody on my behalf that my devotee doesn't perish. So this is Name Bhakta Pranashyati, this Arjuna is declaring, not that Krishna is declaring. Yeah. And then he says that, Krishna says, Mami Pyartha Vyapashita Yepisyu Papayonaya Striyo Vaishas Tatha Shudras Tepianti Param Gatim. Okay. So those who are taking shelter of Krishna, whoever they may be, they are raised from whichever materially not so desirable platform to the spiritually highest level of consciousness. Kim punar brahmana punya bhakta rajar shayastatha anutyam asukham lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam. Then what to speak of those who are born in materially well established families of brahmanas, kshatriyas, etc. So everybody is elevated to the level of the spirituality. So, and the last one is a very beautiful instruction. So, manmana bhava madbhakto, madhyaji mam namaskuru, mame vaishyasi yuktvaivam, atmanam matparayanaha. So, all Krishna wants is our mind, manmana bhava. That's exactly what Krishna is interested in. If we cannot give our mind to Krishna, like completely being absorbed, then become my sadhak bhakta, mad bhava mad bhakta. If we cannot become premi bhakta, who can completely give our mind to Krishna, then do sadhana for that bhakti, like, you know, become mad bhakta. So there are different correct understandings of this verse. I'm just mentioning one of them. Then madhyaji, offer your worship to me. If you cannot do that, at least offer obeisances to me when you come to the temple or wherever you are. Just say Krishnaya Nama and offer obeisances to me. So if you do that, I guarantee you that you will come to me. Mame vaishyasi yuktvayam atmana mat parayana. Slowly you will, or it could mean do all four things. Become manmana, become madbhakta, become madhyaji, sir, worship me and offer always obeisances to me. It's applicable to everybody. Raghunath Das Goswami used to worship Giriraj Shila. He would offer obeisances, namaskuru, thousands of obeisances every day. Manmana, he was so absorbed that in his absorption, he would eat the sweet rice, mentally offered sweet rice, and physically he would have indigestion. So manmana bhava, mad bhakto. So it is applicable. All four are applicable to devotees. So Prabhupada mentions that pure devotional service is the highest achievement of human society in the purport. Therefore, the intelligent person should take directly to process of devotional service, Krishna consciousness, and happily live in the material world. So interesting. Happily live in material world. In material world, there is no happiness, we heard. But those who have taken shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kaivalyam narkayate tridashapura akasha pushpayate vishvam purna sukha durdantendriya kala sarpa patali protkhata danstrayate vishvam purna sukhayate vishvam, the material dukhalayam ashashvatam becomes vishvam purna sukhayate vidhi mahendra adishya kidayate yat karunya kataksha vaibhava vatam tam gauram evastu maha. So that Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, the vishvam also becomes sukhayate. Or that Haridas Thakur, he went to that prison and all of them were in ecstasy chanting, and Haridas Thakur gave them benediction. Always remain in this state forever. So prisoner says, this state, we are in prison. Are you saying that we should remain in prison? So Haridas Thakur said that once you are Krishna conscious, it doesn't matter whether you are in prison or wherever you are outside. You are always free. Devotee is always free. Narayana para sarve na kutashchana bibhyati swarga apavarga narkeshu api tulyartha darshina. So Prabhupada mentions, and he will eventually receive the supreme award of Krishna. That means serve Krishna, get that, revive his relationship with Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Any quick question or comment? Yes.
Hare Krishna. So actually I have a question on verse 15 which you did spoke out.
Okay.
So Jnana again chapyana janta mahavasi ekatvena pratakvena bhudavshudakam. So Acharya says that these three type of duties are lower type of duties.
Lower than artha jidnyasu.
And within that categorization, bhudavshudakam is the lowest.
Yes.
Pratakvena is higher than, ekatvena more higher. So are these devotees are lower than gunibhut bhaktas also or above gunibhut bhaktas?
These are gunibhut bhaktas only. Their practice is, their destination is liberation only, not more than that. They get Sayujya. All three get Sayujya, Vishwanath Thakur mentions. The question is, the question is, Jnana Yajnana Chapyane, 15th verse, I skipped, but he has a doubt in this. We just mentioned that these three practitioners are less than mixed devotees, that means Pradhani Bhuta Bhaktas. That means artha jidnyasu artharthi unse bhi ye niche hain ye, kyunki artha jidnyasu to sakshat bhajan karte hain bhagwan ka aur jo bhi unko mang rahe hain mangte hain bhagwan se. But these devotees these practitioners, let's say, not devotees, they worship Krishna. They are lesser than Artha Jidnyasu, who are Pradhani Bhuta Bhaktas, technically. So are they Guni Bhuta Bhaktas? That means are they Karma Yogis, Jnana Yogis? They are Samakaksha. They fall in the same category. And there, they get liberated though. Ahangaropasak is Ekatvena. Pratikopasak is Pratakvena. And Vishwarupasak is Vishwatomukham. All three get liberated from material world. That much Krishna guarantees they don't go to Vaikuntha though. Okay. So that is, does that answer your question? Okay, so thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Hitai Gaur Premanande.